You're listening to Chainlink, the crypto news podcast with your host, Joshua Roomsburg. Follow and subscribe today.
Welcome to the Chainlink podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Roomsburg. Today's episode is brought to you by Globiance Pay. Today's subject, blockchain banking, Globiance Pay. Today's guest, Oliver LaRosa. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hello, Josh. Thanks for having me again.
All right. So give us an introduction of Globiance Pay and what you guys are looking to do for the industry.
Okay. So basically, you already know that we have built since 2018 Globiance, which is our crypto exchange brand. And in the background, we have always been developing Globiance Pay, the banking brand. In 2020, we founded our first financial institution in the European Union. And now it is time to expand it to a global bank, to a crypto-based bank. And basically, we want to cover all regions worldwide, starting from North and South America, Europe, Africa, Asia, and Australia.
Now, what is the difference between a blockchain-based bank versus a traditional bank?
Right. So the most important difference is that, first of all, we are a new generation of bank. Our bank will be always 100% backed. So we will be never participating in the fractional reserve banking, because this is actually the problem that we are facing at the moment with the current banking system. So our bank will be a new generation of bank that have always the assets present during all times, never lended out, never invested in something, or never endangering your money in any way. Now, the way that we transfer money, of course, we are connected with SEPA, we are connected with SWIFT, the traditional systems, but we also are about to release an ISO 222 messaging and real-time gross settlement system, which basically does a much better job than SWIFT does today, because it can connect not only banks, central banks, and companies directly, but it also works with blockchain technology. That means, in our case, we use Globiance stablecoins to send assets right away with the message. So if you know SWIFT, it's basically just a messaging system, and you need to do the settlement later. Now, with our system, you can directly send the payload attached to the message. That means you do a real-time message attached with the coins. And in 1 to 2 seconds, this is due to the nice speed of the XTC network, we have already the money received on the other end. And this will be rolled out to banks worldwide. That means the days where you have to wait days for a transfer, or where you needed a middleman, or where you could only transfer money from Monday to Friday to certain times, are definitely over with this system.
Will you guys have integration with the newly launched FedNow? Is there any way you guys tie into that system?
That's a good question, and I cannot answer it today. We will see in the future how it looks like, if there will be a possibility to connect, if we need to connect, if we want to connect. But I think we will come back to this in maybe one of the future episodes.
Okay. Now, what does the team look like for Globiance Pay? Does anybody have a background in banking?
Oh, yeah. Actually, nearly everybody has a background in banking. Okay. So we have, for example, our head of banking. His name is Georgi. He was himself a bank and branch director in Europe for over 16 years in different European banks. Our head of strategy, Mauricio, has a background in FX. We have, as a special advisor to the project for the ISO 222 software development, Andre Kasterman, who himself worked over 25 years for SWIFT. And me, we have served over 13 years banks with IT support, also in different European banks. So these are just some. We have also an IT operations manager, which was over 20 years IT operations manager for a big banking group in Europe, and many others. So I think our team is very capable to do the job, and we know very good the ins and outs of the bank. We know what was good. We know what could be improved. So I think we have very well prepared for what is lying ahead of us. Our main challenge is now to transform a small local or European financial institution in a global bank. But we have made a very good plan for it. And the sale of our security token to make it happen has already started. We have already completed successfully two rounds. The third round is on now. So, yeah, if you are interested in the topic, you can just look into the Launchpad S, our new Launchpad for security tokens, and can get more information about GBPay as a token.
When you look at the overview of what Globient's Pay is bringing to the industry, what are the different services you guys will offer to potential customers?
Right. So apart from the traditional banking services like IBAN accounts, SEPA, SWIFT, and ISO 222 transfers in the future, we also have two other main areas of service. So we will also add on investment management services, and we are getting appropriate licenses for that all over the world. So in this case, we will not say anymore, I'm sorry, that it's not financial advice, but we will be giving you, with our consultants in these companies, a proper advice on what to invest and where to invest. Because okay. I think this is very important. So many people have questions, and until now, the industry is always uncertain about it, but we want to solve this for the customers. And the third area, securities dealing. We have already a first platform launch where we can sell security tokens, but we are getting more licenses around the world so that we will be able to sell security tokens in many more regions. And this could be security tokens like equity tokens, for example, real estate tokens, but also commodity-backed tokens. There could be gold tokens, silver tokens, all the kinds of security tokens that you can imagine.
Right, yeah. Now, two things I wanted to take away from that. IBAN accounts. Could you just give a quick reference of what that is?
IBAN. Okay. An IBAN account is actually just a bank account.
Okay. It's just another word for other regions in the world?
International bank account number, IBAN.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, the next aspect is when it comes to security tokens and having the ability to release and offer these to the public, what does it take to get the right licensing in place to put that together?
Okay. So depending on the region, you need different licenses. For example, in Europe, we have licenses to offer securities to retail clients, but also to professional clients. And we do not only obtain these licenses in Europe, of course, but worldwide, because our angle is to really provide services to the whole world. Starting from North America to South America, Africa, Europe, and Asia and Australia, as I said. So basically, we are applying for all these licenses across the globe. There are different types of licenses, but there could be, for example, there are digital asset exchange licenses, there are securities dealer licenses, there are broker dealer licenses. So it depends in which region you are, which license you need. But in the basic, they're all the same.
Each region or each country has their own checklist for you guys to be able to obtain a license in that region?
Yeah, that's right. So, for example, in Europe, we just need to be licensed in one country, of course. Then we have other places where we'll be licensed and we can cover more terrain from one position. But, for example, you need a license in Canada, you need a license in the U.S., so yeah, in many countries.
Okay. Now,
so, yeah, it's a lot of work if you want to know that. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I swear.
Sounds a lot of regulators to deal with, but that's what we're up to. We're doing this already with crypto license since 2018, so it's nothing new. We are dealing with regulators all the time.
It's the same concept, it's just a different end goal, basically, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Now, the next aspect of Globient's Pay I wanted to discuss is Globiant's Pay going to launch a debit or credit card in the future?
Oh, yes. Actually, all services like IBANs and payment services and also cards are being offered through the Globiant's platforms. But it's not only restricted to that, because our customers in Globiant's Pay can be Globiant's, but can be also other exchanges, can be totally different enterprises. So they don't have to be crypto companies. They don't have to be crypto exchanges. Basically, every customer or business that a traditional bank can serve, we will do it in our neobank concept.
Okay. Let's talk a little more in depth about that. You're saying traditional businesses that are not even involved in blockchain would have the ability to come to Globiant's Pay for all their banking needs?
Exactly. So in general, that's even if it's a neobank, because we don't have a traditional credit institution license, we will still offer the same services. That means that all these companies can just sign up with us. They can use their online banking, that even if they're not interested in crypto today, we can just serve them as normal banking clients.
Do you have an idea of when debit cards will be available for different regions around the world?
So we have already rolled out a card program in Asia that is also being shipped to Europe.
Okay.
We are testing different programs, and we will roll out another batch from Europe in the very near future. For the US, our cards are not ready, but we're working on it. I know that's a point that you're very interested in, and
right.
I will send you one of the first US cards once they're ready.
Okay, great. Now, when you look at the debit cards in themselves, how does that infrastructure look like? Would you need to sell a digital currency, say USDC, USDT, the different Globiant-based digital currencies? Would you have to sell the stable coins to be able to use the debit card? Or would you top up from your local currency onto the debit card? How would that work?
Yes. So basically, you could use a lot of currencies that you have in your wallet, and you can simply load, means top up the card before you use it. So in the first generation of our cards, there will be no auto conversion, but you have to really make the decision before, sell off, let's say, a Bitcoin or a USDT or whatever currency you hold, Globiant stablecoins most likely, and then just top up the card and use it afterwards. But you can do this from the app, and this will be very fast. So,
I guess the question I was trying to get at is, when you spend, is there a conversion on the back end? Like, you, if you swipe your card and you're spending Bitcoin out of your wallet, is it taking Bitcoin out of your wallet, or does it convert?
You should load the Bitcoin before to the card. You can load any currency. Basically, you just convert it, top it up, and then you swipe the card. We don't have the auto conversion yet. That's for a future generation.
So right now it's actually spending Bitcoin?
It's actually spending US dollar if you charge the card. But whatever was sold off will be converted into your USD balance, which you will then use with the card.
Yep, that's what I was trying to get at. Now, The next aspect of Globiant's Pay is GB Pay. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yes. So GB Pay is the token of Globiant's Pay, which will be used for the fundraising for this campaign to expand Globiant's Pay into a global bank. 100 million tokens will be sold. The owners of these tokens will receive a participation of the revenue share of Globiant's Pay International. That means you can buy, as in most regions of the world, the GB Pay tokens, and you will receive every year or later every quarter the revenue share. And later, this can also be converted straight into equity. But some conditions apply. So, for example, you have to go through an enhanced due diligence check. So if you're fine with that, then most likely you can just convert the tokens straight to equity. But anyway, the tokens have the right to be converted into equity, and also always have the rights to receive the revenue share. Okay. Some people may want to just receive revenue share and sell the token at a later time without even converting it into traditional equity. Depends, I think, on each user and situation.
Now, are there specific regions that have the ability to access this type of technology at this time?
Well, there are some sanctioned regions which we don't serve at the moment, but most of the regions worldwide, as usual for us, everything what is possible will be offered.
Now, does that come back to the licensing and regulatory framework of each different country on if users there have the ability to participate?
Well, yes and no, it depends. So, for example, now we have the first fundraising stage one sold out of Singapore. So every participant coming out of a country which is not in sanctions that Singapore adheres to can basically participate in the STO.
Okay. Now, when you look at the overall global landscape of Globient's Pay, how does it compare to Globient's overall?
So actually, we try in both brands to cover the whole world. But Globient's Pay, I think, will be rolled out a little bit further than Globient's, because there are many countries where we see that payment services are really much needed. We will, for example, not roll out in every single country a crypto exchange, but we would go down to all the countries, let's say, for example, in South America, to receive local payments licenses so that we can handle all the payments across the continental.
When you look at the worldwide licensing for Globient's Pay, you're saying Globient's Pay has the ability to go wider worldwide?
Actually, we want to connect the whole world. You know that our goal is to connect every human on this planet as far as this is legally and technically possible. But I think we will do more than others that are only focusing on high-value markets. We will go wherever we technically can. Okay. So for us, it's not only going after the big markets. For us, it's important to go after and especially to the banked, to the unbanked and unbanked regions. So we have regions where there are not enough people having bank accounts. There are regions where no people have bank accounts, and we want to give all of them a chance in the Globient's Pay and Globient's ecosystem to get connected to the financial system, because this is a human right, so we believe, and we fight for everyone to get access to it.
What is the role Globient's based stablecoins will play in the entire ecosystem of Globient's Pay?
So the Globient stablecoin already today are used across the Globient's platforms and also in some other exchanges today. What makes them special is that they are built on the XCC blockchain, so transfers with them are actually done within 1 to 2 seconds. So it's very convenient to use them, and that's why they will also be used in our ISO 222 messaging software, so that banks, central banks, or enterprises can just send them across in seconds and have their payments done. They don't need to do an evening time settlement after all the messages that they send back and forth, but their books are clear from the moment of sending.
When an end user is on Globient's Pay, do they have the ability to send and receive between users? If I wanted to send my wife $100 today, would I be able to do that on Globient's Pay and her be able to spend it with her debit card?
Of course, but you should send her much more than
$100. Nah, got me. Okay.
Yeah. So we have the internal payment function, which works already today, where we can send stable coins across all user accounts. Obviously, you can send to your wife, and you should do that. And then she can top up her card and use the money, yes. So the payment license also allows us to move money between retail users, of course, yes.
Okay. Now, do users send by using a username or an email address or telephone number?
Our system works based on email addresses.
Okay. Now, the next aspect, how does the ISO messaging standard tie into Globient's Pay?
Well, rather than only connecting and depending on SIPA and SWIFT, where we already know that there are some issues with the systems, we redeveloped the standard from scratch. And for the next generation of transfers, we have our own decentralized software, which makes the transfers happening between, as I said, different participants of the network. This is faster. It's less effort. You cut all the settlement times which you had in prior systems because it's just settled right away. So I think it's just the next evolution of settlements between banks, central banks, and in industries. Enterprises actually of all size can apply for a direct participation. That means that if you have two big companies that want to deal with each other, they don't need to wait until their bank opens on Monday. If they are all already onboarded, they can do their transfer just under each other, and they just don't even need the middleman. They can just use the software to send the stable coins across, and they have settled between them.
When you look to the future of businesses using this different type of technology, when you look at the short term versus the long term, where do you see businesses moving transactions? Is it 7 days a week, even Saturday and Sunday? Or do you think it stays traditional in the short term?
Well, actually, the businesses already today send their transactions whenever they have to, which is also Sundays and Saturdays and evenings, nights, or early mornings. The problem is just that the banks which receive the orders don't process them until Monday morning. Okay. So is there the demand? The demand is there already yesterday. Just nobody executes this order, and people sending some requests on Fridays, they would like to have it handled Fridays, but it's Friday afternoon, so they just get their money on Monday or Tuesday, which is frustrating, not only for businesses, also for individuals especially.
Okay, now, when you look at the overall landscape of Globient's Pay, are there any additional services that we haven't already discussed today?
I think we have discussed everything when it comes to the services of Globient's Pay, but there are some specialties that we have to mention still for the token holders. So as a GBPay token holder, it is important to know that you're not only holding like a simple stock, but you will be also invited to our meetings. You will have a say in the strategy of the bank. You will participate in votes when we, for example, decide on where to set up next, where should be our next licensed bank, in which region, for example. And you can really say something that will be heard. I believe if you buy any traditional stock today, then you have it and you can be happy, but nobody will listen to you ever. If you know us, you know that in the groups, our admins and also the shareholders, Irina, my wife, me, and also other shareholders, they are there. You can ask questions. I mean, of course, sometimes you're busy. It takes a little bit longer to answer, but we answer. We are reachable. And I think this is something which is a good skill of our team, that you have reached someone who you can approach, really. There are some humans which you can talk to. And I think this is something which is not happening enough in the world, and especially not in banking. Yeah. If you write an email, then you can be happy if you receive an answer. But
that's pretty much it. Right. Now, one more aspect that I forgot to talk about is, how does GBEX play a role in integration for Globient's Pay?
So GBEX is the fuel of Globient's platforms, of the exchange platforms, but it will also be used to pay fees on, for example, the Launchpad S, which is part the securities token Launchpad, part of GBPay. But in general, you need GBEX wherever you go in Globient's. And if you don't need it at the moment, then you should stake it. We have staking pools for GBEX still available. There are a lot of rewards which are still being paid out. And until those are not depleted, I can only recommend to use the staking pools and get these extra GBEX because it will take some time. You know that the GBEX is a deflationary currency, so it will still take some time until the supply is being burned down. In the meantime, yeah, just pick up some rewards maybe, wait, see what's happening. Globians is growing, GBEX will be used more and more. The more Globians and Globians Pay grow, the more fees will be paid in GBEX.
When you look at the GBEX staking, is there a regulatory framework you guys have to follow when it comes to staking?
Well, there are different kinds of staking. The staking which we can offer is a staking where the network or provider provides the rewards from its own pocket or, for example, from network activities. So we have at the moment GBEX staking because we had reserved the pool from the beginning for the rewards, and this is something which we can offer. Okay. The same goes for XTC. XTC, we have a masternode staking program where we take the user funds that want to stake and just stake them on masternodes, which themselves pay the rewards. So basically, we are only taking the rewards from the masternodes and providing them back to the user.
Yeah,
It's not a staking where you would say, for example, I don't know, staking US dollar and giving back, because that's some kind of an interest program which is not covered by what we're offering today.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get at. So yeah. If it was interest-based, then it's a different story.
That's a different story, yes. And we cannot offer this now. We will be under the banking licenses later. We could offer something like this, but as I said, we're not lending out customer money to make profits with investment. So that's basically something which you will never see in Globians now.
When you look at other platforms that are offering staking services, you as an end user have to understand the terms and conditions of what is happening to your funds behind the scenes. What he just said is when a platform gives you interest on, say, USD or a USDC stablecoin, you have to understand they have the potential to move your funds behind the scenes. Globians and Globians Pay do not touch your funds. Is that clear?
That's correct. So when you have something like USDC or USDT and someone says that, okay, give me your USDT, I'll pay you 10% interest. USDT, the network is not paying you any rewards. Nobody's right. Giving you this reward. So where do they come from? They will use the USDT, do some investments, do some trading, and come back and give you. The problem is, like with any other bank, like it happened so many times in the past, one time they may do a bad gamble and they may not come back with your funds.
Right.
What happens? That's the question. So if you find some rewards-based token program, then it can find its way in Globians. If the rewards are not clear where they come from, the staking program will be not in Globians. So
perfect. That makes the most sense.
Actually, the same is also for loans. I have been asked if we will provide loans. And the answer is, yes, we could provide loans, but only in a P2P system. That means if there are people which have money that they want to lend out and they are taking the risk to lend it to you, then that's fine. We will broker it, but we will not create artificial money, lend it out, and hope that it's being paid back, because this is what's going wrong at the moment. Yeah. And we're not replicating the old system.
When you look at traditional banking, bank branches only have, say, 10% of all funds for users in that region. They have to order in and get the cash delivered if you want to pull out anything over, I think it's like $10,000. So on hand, it's crazy when you look at traditional banking versus what blockchain does. Blockchain is proof of funds, basically, is the easiest way to break it down. If a transaction goes through with blockchain technology, you know the funds are there. There is no questioning how long you have to wait to pull them funds. They are instantly available. That's what I love about blockchain.
Yes, that's correct.
Moving forward, what do you see Globians Pay doing when it comes to the banking aspect? How does it differ or differentiate from a traditional bank?
So on a first look, you will get the same services, which means, first of all, you will have a bank account, you can make your payments. The only difference is that the business model is different. So there are, and there will be always, fees that you have to pay for services, because in reality, services like payments, they cost money. So if you transfer money, if you receive money, these kind of services cost money. They will not be huge fees, but there are some fees involved. Because okay. The only way that you can offer free services is if you somehow make money with the money of the users. And this is what we are not doing. So
right. In
our concept, the license that we have now in Europe, for example, the financial institution license, already is structured in a way that we can only hold customer funds on protected client funds, segregated accounts. So they're not even touchable by us. And we will keep this. Doesn't matter what kind of banking license we have, but we will keep this concept for the whole global operations. So in this case, we will always rely on getting paid fees for what we do. And I'm very sorry, we will not be a free bank for everyone, but we will be a safe bank, because you can bank on that whatever you deposit, that it will be there tomorrow.
That's brilliant and beautiful when you look at the risks involved with traditional banking. I want to say, I forgot the name of the bank, but a big bank, I think it was Silicon Valley, just went under a month or two ago. That's crazy to think the people that had their money in them banks, anything over $250,000 was not insured by the FDIC. So there's potential for people involved in that situation to lose undeniable amounts of money, and that's mind-blowing to me.
That's correct, yes. For us, it's like that all the customers' money that we have now is being held in the segregated accounts. That means not only 100,000 in Europe, not only 250,000 in the US, but all of the funds will be always available at the customer's account. And even in the worst case, if Globians Pay will be not be there anymore in the future, then still the client's funds will 100% be returned to the clients. And that's it.
Great. Now, to close out the interview, I'll give you a second to give an overview of what Globians Pay is going to do over the next 1 to 3 years when the project launches, different devices it'll be available on. Let's talk about that to close out the interview.
Okay, so we already have a web application and an app. So there will be more apps added on mobile phones for the traditional online banking, because some people still don't want to go through the crypto exchange platform, which is fine. So there will be straight banking apps which you can use separately from the Globians platforms, but you can also use the banking functions inside of the Globians platforms. It's the same. Just there will be other customers which will be also using Globians Pay services. They may not want or need Globians, so we keep it open. And Globians Pay is really not only focused on Globians. We are there for all the customers, other crypto exchanges, whoever needs services, we provide them.
The end user would have the potential to use two different applications, one for the crypto-based aspect, and that would also include Globians Pay, and then you will have a separate banking application that doesn't include crypto. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, yes. So basically, it's the pure banking services will be in one part, in one app. But if you want, you can also use the Globians Pay services through Globians app, where you have, of course, many more functions. There you have the launch pads, you have the crypto trading, quick swap, staking, everything is inside of the Globians app. But there are people which just want traditional banking, so they will also have their app cut down on the basics.
Okay, great. This has been Blockchain Banking, Globians Pay. I appreciate your time today, Oliver. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.